Hi there, welcome to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
In this episode, we strap on the goggles, grab the controllers, and go deep, deep, deep into virtual reality.
Are you serious?
Oh yeah, definitely.
You sound like you just can't see this.
What's wrong?
You just like, we're going to strap on and go deep.
Go into, I didn't.
You can't say that. Everything you just said is like so sexual. It's like so dirty.
All right.
Did you not notice that? We're going to strap it on and go deep.
I'm not cutting this up, by the way.
You didn't notice that?
We grab the controllers and go deep into virtual reality. Immersive experience.
No, you don't get it. You just, the whole thing you just wrote is like really bad.
Anyhow, with homemade Rocket Man.
Right, I guess Eric wants to strap it on and go deep.
Strap on, strap in and strap on. We're going deep into depths of dip, dip, dip. Makeup weirdos, homemade Rocket Man and sauce arson, if that's the thing. And sauce arson, it's a much better place. We'll see you in cyberspace, suckers.
All right.
This is Calgary's only podcast. This is Tip Tap Tip.
Hello.
All right, well, it is Tip Tap Tip. We're recording from Studio B at the Tip Tap Tip headquarters, aka the kitchen table. It is a lovely, lovely day. I'm finishing to talk about this. I briefly touched on it in the dirty, apparently dirty intro to this.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Sorry if I'm, you know.
You're the one with the dirty mind.
Well, I am really tired, so probably.
But I'm going to jump into...
I know that my mind is dirtier than yours. Mm-hmm. But that is pretty... You could say that to anybody, and you would read that to anybody, and they would think that.
Well, especially now that you've plagued their mind.
See, let me read it to you.
Somebody can rewind it and listen to it.
Okay.
I'm going to jump right into my favorite thing of the last few weeks, at least. Virtual reality. I've heard of big advances in this crazy technology, but up until a couple weeks ago, I've not strapped on goggles and headgear. And let me say, I am all about getting immersed into cyberspace. I went to a virtual reality arcade with a couple of buddies, mine, Steve and Kevin, who were on the show a couple of episodes ago. Rochelle was out of town. So, as you do, if you are a guy with nothing else to do, your wife and children are out of town, you get silly. And you go to do silly things. So I went to
like you go to the strippers, right?
I didn't do that. I did not do that.
So you went to virtual reality world.
Yeah, I went to virtual reality world.
Well, what is it? It's like in an arcade?
Or? Yeah, it's, well, you know what it is. I mentioned this. It is in the old location of one of the indoor playgrounds that Bo used to play at a couple of years ago. But it's a place called VR Arcade. I'm not plugging them. They're not paying me any money, but that's what they have to be called. So you go into like these little areas, and like it's basically roughly about the size of our kitchen, like if we were to go, and you strap on these goggles and you put on these headphones, and you have these two little controllers, one in each hand, and you play various games. And it was super cool because Steve and Kevin were in adjacent little areas and I could hear them, and it was pretty awesome. It was 3D.
Did it make you dizzy?
Not really. Not so much. I was fine. It was a lot of fun. Like we played three games. One where you are using a bow and arrow to shoot these guys who are coming to invade a castle. Very cool. And then another one where you're fighting zombies, which I found very frustrating because I wasn't able to reload my gun very well, and then I just ended up dying in like 5 seconds. So,
well, can't you just smash them in the head with your fist?
No, that game did not have that ability. So, and then the last one was just like, just kind of like running around and shooting one, which was a lot of fun because it's easy. Yeah, but you know what? When I went to
doesn't that make you want to go run around and shoot people?
Oh yeah, I totally want to do that. But when
I knew there was something going on.
But when I went to Joel's, I was in Toronto last week, and I went to Joel's place, and he has virtual reality goggles. That was his Christmas present. He said,
In his house.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, he is a mega nerd now.
Yeah, he is definitely a mega nerd, but I did enjoy myself. I was playing like virtual reality car racing, which was rad. Like, you know, like it was just whipping around on dirt roads, and it was really, really cool because it's all 3D too. Yeah.
I don't really care about it.
Yeah, you're not really into it.
I like living in this world.
You like this actual world?
Yeah, like the real one.
Okay, have you ever seen Lawnmower Man?
No.
It's not like that. Okay, it's not like 90s virtual reality at all.
What are you talking about?
It makes no sense because you've never seen the movie. So I'm making an analogy that you've never heard about.
Yeah, but you just asked me if I saw the movie and I said no. And then you still made the analogy.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. Is your brain working?
Right? I think it's broken. Maybe something changed when I strapped on. Okay, title of the episode, Strap On. All right.
Oh, yeah, awesome.
But what can I say? It was a lot of fun, and it was the best $20 I spent for 1 hour. And
when we were in West Edmonton Mall in Edmonton, so that's where we went.
Yeah.
Me and the kids to Edmonton. And there was this, I guess it's like kind of like a little pod that you sit in, like kids could sit in or adults could sit in, and they strap you in, and then they put these goggles on you as well.
All right.
Okay.
They place these goggles on
your head. Yes, they don't strap them on. They just place them on your head. And then it would be like a 3D sort of experience. It's not a video. It's not a game. It's an experience.
Yeah.
That would only last 5 to 7 minutes, mm-hmm. and it was $15.
Wow. Wow.
I know, right?
I paid $20 for 1 hour of games.
I know.
Which was reasonable.
When the lady told me the price, I was like, what? Why is... That's like more than a dollar a minute.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. She said that if it's any longer, like there's one that's 8 minutes, it sometimes makes people feel dizzy and sick because you're also getting the motion... Mm-hmm. In the pod is motion is okay. Moving as well. Yeah.
Yeah, like after an hour of playing these games at this virtual reality arcade, I was done. I'm like, okay, this is enough. You know, because it kind of gets old. You're like, okay. And you know,
so you didn't want to permanently live in
it. I did not want to, but it's funny though, because like you, because when you get in and you put on the goggles, you can turn around and then you can see like the virtual version of like, you know, the other people, and they're, you know, like you wave to them and they're like waving back, and then it's just ridiculous.
So the virtual version of the real people?
Yeah. So like I turned around and I could see like virtual Steve and virtual Kevin, like they looked at, you know, their characters, right? And they moved, and as they moved, their characters moved, right? So like I can...
That's weird.
It's weird. And so like...
So they're like cartoon versions?
Yeah, like cartoon versions of them. Like, so like, for instance, you know, and then I threw like a virtual like bottle at like Steve's head. And I'm like, because I picked it up and I grabbed him, like, just chucked it at his head because I could.
But then he didn't react because it didn't actually happen.
Well, he saw it. Like he could see it coming towards his head. So he would move.
How could he? Because he was... Oh, he had the things on too.
Yeah, like we all did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he would see it and he would move. He would react. So
how do you think it would be to have virtual sex?
Pretty lame.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fun for games, but I don't think we're at that level of sexing yet.
The level of sexing?
Of convincing sex. You could do it, but it would just be like lame. It would not be very...
Unless they had, like, a robot lady.
like an additional attachment.
Yeah.
that would
to strap on.
Yeah, you know, to place on things. Yeah. I don't know. Let's not. This is a PG rated show.
That's no, gonna, it's not.
Okay, I'm joking. I'm jokes.
Definitely is not from the very beginning. I'm pretty sure people are figured that one out. Mm-hmm.
So, that being said,
I have to ask you a question.
Go ahead.
What was your favorite thing this week?
That was my favorite thing this week. Well, my favorite thing this week was going to Toronto. I like going to Toronto.
Was that this week?
It was last.
You were there this
week. Yeah, over the course of the last week. So,
yeah. My favorite thing was having you gone.
you made that very clear. It's like, when you're not here, Eric, things are just so much easier.
They are.
It's like, I don't have to, you know, all the things that you annoy me about, it's just like, not there. I'm like, cool, I guess.
Whatever. I'm sure you like to have a break too.
You know, it's fine.
It's good for couples to have a break from each other. It's necessary.
Because you just learn to love each other more. Because what's that saying? Something makes the heart. No, something makes the heart grow fungus.
Funker.
Fungus. Funker. Something like that. Smarter people than me would
absence
know.
Absence makes the heart.
Absinthe makes the heart grow fungus. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So you had a lot of absinthe.
But you know what? It is also a lot more difficult with like being a single mom. I think would be incredibly difficult because there is no break until bedtime.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. I can see why Eminem's mom gave him drugs to sedate him.
Is that what she did?
Yeah.
Like for real?
Yeah.
I guess I didn't listen to that song.
I saw it on a video.
Oh, you saw it on like what, a pop-up video?
Boop. I don't know. Eminem? Yeah, like one of those Facebook ones.
Mm. Okay.
So she was a single mom. She just needed a break.
All right. So your favorite thing was when I was gone.
No, that was just a joke.
Okay, I was about to cry. What was it really, though?
No, my favorite thing was my birthday.
Yeah, of which I was not here, unfortunately. Which
you were not here, but my son really, really, really made it extra special for me, which was really cute.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked
it. He made a little card. He made a 3D card with 3D glasses.
Yeah, and we had cake together, and it was nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's nice. Well.
And then you gave me a really nice present.
I did. I found a nice book for you.
Yes. And also really, 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 really liked Eric's computer class.
Oh, yeah. I was...
That's my second pick.
Yeah. Gave Rochelle a computer class on how to get her art out there. We've made mention of it on, you know, several episodes, but now you can actually see it. If you follow Rochelle Skilling Art on Instagram, you can see all of Rochelle's stuff that she's been doing over the last little bit. She'll be posting.
There's only two drawings up.
As of the recording of this episode, there's only two, but I'm sure there'll be more.
Oh, yeah. There's lots more to come.
So I taught you how to do computer class and do all this stuff, and it was fun.
It was, because without your help, it was very frustrating and I couldn't figure it out.
Mm-hmm. So
thank you very much.
You're welcome. You get an A+ in my class and a...
Well, that's just because I'm sleeping with a teacher.
Well, that doesn't hurt. That's what the plus is for. You know.
Nice.
So yeah, check that out. I'll put up a link and you can follow Rochelle and see her artwork and comment. And Rochelle's, it's funny because watching you over the course of the last day, you're like, oh, and somebody's followed me on my thing. And, you know, you're super stoked about it. And this is really cute to watch because you're like, and I have a follower and they said this and that. And I'm like, oh, that's so cute.
It's not cute.
It is cute for me.
Whatever.
I liked it. I like it when you get excited about things like this.
I know, but I feel like such an old person being like, oh, I'm online.
I've gone onto the information highway. Yeah. Or whatever they called it in the 1990s. Is that what they called it? I think so. I'm in cyberspace.
Just stuff changes so fast. And then all of a sudden you're like, what? This new thing. Oh my goodness. This new thing. I don't know. It's hard to keep up with like all of the different apps and programs and stuff.
It is. It changes quite a bit. But, well, if you need some additional computer classes, I will be glad to help you get that A+ again. Wink.
Aww, thank you.
I think I should talk about what's been going on in the news. I mentioned this at the top of the show.
We don't talk about news.
We do talk about news. Not like news stories. Thank you. So I know I've discussed this on, I think at least one show, but Mad Mike Hughes, his gentleman.
Oh, yes. I saw that.
Oh, you did? So you're familiar with this story. Anyways, he's a believer in the flat earth theory, of which seems like a lot more people are sort of picking up on this, which I don't understand why. I blame the internet for this.
I think that a lot of people don't, they just want to believe something different than what is common knowledge now.
Yeah, because reading...
It seems like a lot of people are challenging what is common knowledge now.
Yeah, so do you don't believe in the flat earth?
No, because when I look out into the horizon, I don't see the earth forever and ever and ever. Mm-hmm. So it obviously goes down.
Yep.
And the sun obviously has to go somewhere. It's not like the earth can just end.
Well, yeah.
Like a piece of paper.
Well, it's like a flat disc with an ice wall around the edge.
Oh, like Game of Thrones?
Exactly, like Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Except there's no White Walkers on the other.
I do not believe in an ice wall, because if someone lived next to the ice wall, they would tell us about that.
Well, the ice wall is supposedly Antarctica. You know, but the funny thing...
What about the other sides?
Here, like,
if it's flat, there's four sides, not just two.
Well, I don't know what's underneath. I have no idea. I haven't really done that research. But I was watching a video, and somebody explained a really, really easy way to dispute this. Because he took, like, the flat earth map of the earth. He says, okay, well, I know from flying from X, you know, on from one location to another, it costs me such and such amount of money, and takes a certain amount of hours, you know, and he's showing us a globe. It's like, because going around this way is the shortest distance, but you take the same two locations on the flat earth map, and they're much further apart because of the way that their map works.
Well, yeah. Like if you fly from BC or from Vancouver to Japan, and you have to fly all the way across Canada, all the way across Europe to get to Japan, it would take you like 14 hours. But if you fly the other way,
like through the Pacific,
then it will be like 8 hours.
Exactly. So
that doesn't make any sense if you can go both ways.
Exactly. So so either all the airlines forever are
flying through the ice wall,
or somehow figured a way to do it quicker and like fool everybody.
Yeah.
And are charging people cheaper tickets, which makes no sense.
Well, and then what about all the rockets that have gone to the moon and taken pictures?
All fake, Rochelle.
Oh, they don't believe in the moon landing.
It's all bullshit.
You know, the moon landing thing, I can see why that would not be believable. Because it seems like something you could reproduce in a studio.
But in like the 1960s? With 1960s special effects? Today, yeah. Like with
That's true, yeah.
Like with computer generated everything. Yeah, I could see that being not as believable. But when the moon landing supposedly occurred in 1969.
The TVs were also not very good quality. So probably we wouldn't have to be that good of quality to be... Yeah. I don't know. Honestly, it's not like I've observed this or researched this or anything. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying that.
But anyways, Mike Hughes, who has been fine-tuning his rocket in his garage, he's built a rocket to prove to himself that the Earth is indeed flat, has been fine-tuning the rocket in his garage for months, also converted a mobile home into a launch ramp. So this thing wants to kill you 10 different ways, he said. This thing will kill you in a heartbeat. I'm tired of people saying I chickened out and didn't build a rocket, he said. I'm tired of that stuff. I manned up and I did it. After the launch, Hughes was looking forward to eating his dinner and seeing his cat. I feel it in the morning, he said. I won't be able to get out of bed. Do I believe the earth is shaped like a frisbee? I believe it is. Do I know for sure? Nope. That's why I want to go up into space. I love people like this. In the meantime, the self-taught rocket scientist had set his sight on politics and with a plan to run for governor. This is no joke, he said. I want to do it. And let's see his launch. This is a video of his launch, which we just mentioned.
It's like, this is the second one.
This is the most recent one. That happened like a couple of weeks ago, so. Pretty dramatic. So. I'll just... So we can see that there's a...
Now look at.
Oh, there he goes. And...
Going up, up, up.
Not very high.
Oh my goodness. He doesn't even get as high as an airplane does. And then now he's falling down. With a parachute.
Yeah, like he could have just bought a plane ticket and go way higher.
Yep. I don't think he's got enough. Like, he doesn't have enough power.
Well, he did.
To blast himself.
Well, it was a homemade rocket after all.
Yeah, you probably can't buy that kind of power.
And he goes down.
Unless you're Donald Trump.
Yeah, I don't want to get into this politics.
Well, or someone really rich.
Mm-hmm. So there he is. He blasts off and he falls down and...
And what? So when he went really high up, did he take a picture of the flat Earth?
I didn't mention. I would.
If this is why he's trying to prove it, mm-hmm. Why doesn't he have a GoPro with him?
That was funny though, because the GoPros will have the almost the concave lenses, so they everything looks curved. So maybe that's his.
Fine, bring a Polaroid camera. Just take something. You know, if you're going to go that high up into the sky to prove something, you have to, like, try and document it in some way. People are not just going to take your word.
Mm-hmm. So
what did he say after he fell down?
I don't have the follow-up, but I'm assuming that he still believes that the Earth is flat. Because going up, like, not that high doesn't prove anything. So.
Yeah.
So, what can you say? There's, Flat Earth people. Moving along.
What's that show that we watched where people were actually in a flat fake community?
Was it like
That one where people are trying to find out who number one is.
The Prisoner.
The Prisoner, yeah. And then he kept trying to escape through the water.
Yeah, and those big balloon things.
Would suck him up and bring him back.
Yep.
That's what would happen if we were in a flat Earth.
You think it's all be all people trying to screw with our minds?
No, we would be trying to go into the water to figure out where it goes to, and then, you know, there would be some sort of force that wouldn't let us go any farther
or a giant,
to discover it.
Giant ice wall. Yeah. Like, yeah, like if there's a supposed ice wall which is covering.
I think the Earth is actually more like a triangle, and the center point of the triangle is the Bermuda Triangle, and that's why everything gets sucked into there.
That makes perfect sense, yeah. And I stand 1,000% behind your theory.
Yeah.
What do you call your theory?
The inverted triangle theory. I don't know.
Works for me. Sign me up. This I've been really wanting to talk about. Been anxious to talk about for the last while. All right. Man uses spaghetti sauce in a burglary plot. All right. If you're as curious as I am, seeing as I just ate spaghetti, I could be burglaring as well.
Interesting.
Let's have a listen.
4:30 now. Two guys are facing charges after Volusia County deputies say they tried to pull off quite the bizarre burglary plot. They ended up taking several items from a DeLand home, and as News 6's Lauren Korn found out, the suspects tried to start a fire with spaghetti sauce,
yep,
in an attempt to cover their tracks.
Wow.
An ex-lover's revenge foiled thanks to this 10-second clip.
Hey, did you see anybody?
No, I can't see nobody. All I can see is the towel being put over the camera.
Deputies catching these two men red-handed, accused of burglarizing the victim's home and trying to burn it down.
I got an alert at 6:54. I called D-Land police and they was here in no time.
The man who declined to reveal his identity was at work Tuesday morning when it happened. Deputies say ex-boyfriend 36-year-old Derek Irving, disguised in a bull costume onesie, and 28-year-old John Silva removed the AC unit to get inside.
I'm assuming they thought they had all kinds of time.
The duo, deputies say, stole the man's TV, AC unit, heater, and a vacuum before boiling a pot of spaghetti sauce and taking a white towel to the stove.
They was trying to make it look like that I'd left the stove on, but who gets up at 2 o'clock in the morning and fits his spaghetti.
Deputy stopped the two in the driveway where they found the man's items and an empty jar of spaghetti sauce. Silva claiming he had no idea Irving was stealing from the home.
It started out and was a relationship that lasted about a week.
The victim says they had a fallout, but the two remained friends and doesn't know why Irving is so angry.
Let him use my car for 4 months. Maybe he's angry about that. Or maybe he's angry because I gave him $150 to fix his teeth. Maybe he's angry about that.
The pair appeared in court today, Irving being held without bond for violating probation. Silva is being held on $25,500 bond.
Thank God for this camera.
Into Land, Lauren Korn, News 6.
I could not write anything as amazing as that clip. That was probably...
Or the pictures of the convicts. That's hilarious. That one guy is like got a super pouty face. The other guy looks like he just rolled out of bed.
And the sketty plot.
It's sketty, yeah. Who says it like that? That's like how kids say it.
I know. It's the, that was the best.
Yeah. I don't know what to say. I feel like it. I'm like, why are they stealing from that? I mean, it was obviously a relationship kind of thing, but you don't steal from people who live in trailer homes. Like, they don't have anything good.
He probably has a better TV than we do.
Well, yeah, people do tend to buy really expensive TVs when they don't have anything else.
They'll have it, you know, in full cable and all that. So.
Yeah.
So there you go. What can I say about that? Oh, dear.
What about Eurovision? Like, are we not talking about Eurovision?
Oh, okay. Yeah, let's get to it.
I feel like there's lots of Eurovision.
There's so much Eurovision. The final for the Eurovision Song Contest wraps up on May 12th. That is less than a month away. We've talked about a lot of songs, but we're going to talk about a few more, at least in this episode. What do we got here? Yeah, I'll let, you know what? I'll let you kind of go through and tell me what you want to listen to.
Okay, any, meeny, miny, moe. Ethno jazz band, Rio. For you, the title of the song is For You by the country Georgia.
All right, let's have a listen.
Christ, Christ, Lord.
that was the ethno jazz band Ireo with a song called For You, representing Georgia. And this is what happens when you let a bunch of English literature professors join a band.
Is that who they are?
No, that's kind of the vibe I got.
That's so funny. I don't know. I think this might be like one of those songs that I don't understand it, but I think that the rest of Europe is going to love it.
Possibly. I didn't get it as well. Like, you know, it,
but you know, when I was watching it and I was trying to get into it, I was like, and then I closed my eyes and then I was listening to it and I was like, this is actually really soothing and really relaxing mm-hmm. and really nice. So I think it is really nice. And a lot of songs like that do really well.
Is it mandatory that every band that performs in Eurovision these days has at least one knob twiddler in the band?
What?
A knob
twiddler?
A knob twiddler. The guy's
You know what a knob twiddler is?
Your mind is in the gutter, Rochelle. Guy is turning the knobs and biting his bottom lip and looking like he's really serious about what he's doing. Like, hold on, like this.
Yeah, I know. I know you did that while you were watching it. Yeah. I know what it is.
Just like, yeah, this is
that. I understand, like, because you're just turning knobs, you can't, like, how you can't actually really get into it. It's not like playing piano or, where you're actually having to monitor your pressure on the keys, or playing guitar where you're actually physically playing it. Like, turning knobs is not the same thing. Mm-hmm. Anyway, let's move on.
I want to listen to Alexander Rybak, winner of the 2009 contest. Yes. Here he is again, representing Norway. And, you know, it's pretty cocky to call something...
Did you watch this one already?
Yeah, we did watch Zibs from Switzerland. But he's called this one, That's How You Write a Song. Well... we'll be the judge of that. Let's have a listen.
Get big. Gotta find your mission, a mission to pursue. You know you got a talent, whatever it may be. So work your magic and sing along with me. Step one, believe in it and sing it all day long. Step two, just roll with it. That's how you write a song. Come on. Shab-dab, hey, say all day long, unless I write a song. I see a scooby-doo-bop-bop, boogie-boogie-woogie, say all day long, unless I write a song. Step one, believe in it, sing it all day long. Step two, just roll with it, unless I write a song. Just roll with it, that's how you write a song. Step one, believe in it, sing it all day long. Step two, just roll with it, that's how you write a song. Step one, believe in it, sing it all day long. Step two, just roll with it, and that's how you write. try to write a song.
All right, that was Alexander Rybak. That's How You Write a Song, representing Norway. I'll let you start with this, Rochelle.
When did he win? He won in 2012?
2009.
Oh, wow. So that's been a while. So he's probably entered again to try and bump his fame up a bit, maybe.
I don't know.
Like almost 10 years ago then.
Yeah, almost 10 years ago. So what do you think of the song and video that we watched?
I thought it was cute. I'm okay with it. I'm not sure about that little part where they're like, shoo-ba-doo-bop, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah. I don't really understand how that works.
Yeah, I kind of cringed at that point. I was like, ooh.
Yeah, I saw your face.
It's like, why do you have, you know, you could have just.
I saw your face. It looked like you just ate a piece of poop.
Basically, that's how I felt. I'm like, yeah. But
the rest of it's really cute. It's a little bit repetitive.
It's definitely catchy. I'll give it that. It's a lot of fun. Is it as good as his winning song? No. But
that's what everyone's going to say. Everyone's going to compare it to his winning song. Well, it's just not even similar at all. I don't think you can compare it.
Other than it's catchy, like, you know.
Yeah, that's it.
Like,
if you, I wouldn't even know that it was the same musician. But also, it was almost 10 years ago, so, you know, music was different then, too.
Yeah, music was a lot different. I think it'll do okay. I think it's definitely going to make it to the finals. Wait, hold on, I'm not done talking yet.
What? You're still talking?
I'm still talking. Okay, you know what I want to hear?
Yeah, I know what you're thinking.
Yeah, I'm really curious about this. This is
I don't know why they did this. Why?
Julia Samoilova, representing Russia with a song called "I Won't Break." Just a bit of a refresher. She was going to be in the contest last year, but due to political stuff, she wasn't allowed. I can't remember all the details, but anyways, it's a big dispute between Ukraine and Russia. Anyways, she wasn't
because she wasn't allowed into Ukraine because she had been to.
Oh yeah, she played in some area which was disputed, and then
and so they didn't want her entering their country.
But she's back, Julia Samoilova. "I Won't Break," representing Russia. Let's see what she has.
So she's not a spy.
Well, we don't know that. We don't know what she's up to.
My heart is in command, no longer in the dark. My castle in the sand, snow made of stone and rock. The memory I knew, things I've been through, and everything I do, is God believing by the minute. Now that I'm in it, and now that I'm in it. Deepest of oceans, gone. sins of darkness.
That was Julia Samoilova with I Won't Break for Russia. I'll let you tell me what you think, Rochelle.
I don't know. I think it's like, if you know, it's so massively produced. The video is so edited and everything that is just gross. I don't like that. And I also find it really weird that they did not show that she's in a wheelchair. And so you don't know that she has a handicap at all. And so you're kind of like, okay, why are her eyes all weirdly blinky? And you know what I mean? Like, there's certain things you're like, something's not right. But then you wouldn't know that if you didn't know about her entering last year, where you saw the video of her actually in the wheelchair. And I don't know what her condition is at all, but the fact that this whole video is basically hiding all of that, because all you ever see is her head floating on top of a mountain, which is so weird.
Yeah. Like a lot of very tight shots of her head and perhaps and her shoulders,
but and her eyes.
And really that's about it. But you know, that aside, the song, very boring. Like,
it's
just
super boring. It's super just, boring.
And
it's
the video,
like, you know, basically you could put like my voice in this song and edit it as much as they did to her voice, and it would be good.
And it's like they used like every cliche in music videos in this particular video. It's like, you know,
yeah, but also
waves and fire. Also
the song too, though.
Oh yeah, the song itself. But
everything is just gross.
Thumbs down for me, and I think thumbs down for Rochelle as well.
Really? You can't tell?
Oh, no. It's your favorite. You think it's going to win.
Ugh. So gross.
I want to play one more song. Unless you want to play more, Rochelle. But what are we going to do? What have we talked about? What have we not talked about?
I don't know. I thought you had a list that had stuff.
Yeah, I'm just kind of winging it.
What about Germany? Did we listen to Germany yet?
Where was that? That was...
I don't know. I didn't see it.
We listened to Netherlands, which is great. Let's listen to Finland.
Sure.
Because it's a song called Monsters by Sara Aalto. And if it has actual monsters, 20 thumbs up.
Closed my eyes so I couldn't see it. Felt so numb, but now I'm ready to feel it. So tonight I'm making friends with all the creatures that are hiding there under my bed. I ain't gonna hold on to these monsters anymore. Now I'm gonna let in all the light, tear down the walls. At my worst I found my army strong, all the demons are gone. Try and scare me now, but I ain't scared no
That was Sarah Aalto with a song called Monsters, representing Finland. Do you think... I gotta... So, after watching this video, I have one question. Does Sarah Aalto believe that gay people are monsters?
I know. That's what I was thinking, too. Okay. I'm like, so she's not afraid of her gay friends anymore? Like...
I'm very confused. There's a lot of imagery, which is throwing me off. She's talking about monsters, not being afraid of monsters, and then she's...
surrounded by gay dudes. But then I was like, are they gay or are they just men wearing lots of makeup?
Well, that's for Sarah Aalto to know.
They could possibly be straight and they just wanted glitter in their beard one time.
Who doesn't?
Or all the time.
Or, you know, who doesn't want gold sparkle in their beard and a blue mustache? Maybe we all do. Maybe we're maybe we're monsters in Finland. But then there was, like, you know, there's religious imagery, you know, because they
had... Oh, yeah, because they're sitting at the table, like...
The Last Supper. Exactly. So I'm like...
What does that have to do with... She's scared of Jesus?
Liz, okay. Sarah Aalto, I know you're not listening to this podcast, but if you are, I'll just say right there, you're not Madonna. You know... This edginess.
What does that have to do with
this? This religious edginess and, like, you know, this trying to be, you know.
I think what I would like to say to her is you have to connect your visuals to your words. You can't just have, like, random visuals that don't make any sense with the words that you're singing.
Maybe
that just confuses everybody.
I was very confused about this whole.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. As far as the song goes, it was like...
It's not going to make it out of the semifinals. It's just really kind of bleh.
Yeah.
What
about this, The Humans?
I know, I'm looking at that. I'm like, The Humans? Sure, this is a goodbye by The Humans for Romania.
It's time for me to say goodbye. It's fine. I've tried a million times to kiss the emptiness and make her mine. I should have stayed, but I already lived a thousand times. I won my fight. Nobody knew nothing about all the love trapped in a void. Can see the light. Goodbye.
that was Romania's entry, Goodbye by The Humans. And before you chime in here, Rochelle, I just have to say that I'm very happy that the 1990s are alive and well in Romania.
And I have a question to ask you. Is the stand-up bass player wearing pants?
Like
or
the
clothing.
Oh, you talk about the cellist or whatever? The
cellist.
Yeah, I noticed that as well.
Is she wearing clothing behind that?
I'm not seeing a lot of clothing because that is very and I never really noticed it, but it was a weird cello with not there's a lot of sexuality going on in that cello. Was it just me?
No, but I noticed that you noticed.
Explain the part where you burst out laughing. Or you want me to continue with this until I guess I'm comfortable?
Where she's saying, please don't cry. And then she actually pauses and then she says, don't cry. I was like, are you serious? Did you just do that? Like, that's something that would be in a comedy making fun of a rock band singing a ballad type song. Like, it was just... How can you take them seriously if they do that?
It is difficult to, I don't know.
Like that's like a Jack Black.
Don't cry.
Yeah. Kind of move.
Yeah. But you know, if we're just judging the song by itself, it took too long to really get into it. And by the time I got into it, by the time I got into it, it was just nothing.
The thing is like, if someone like her voice, like she's good at belting out and singing this rock stuff, right? Okay. That means that you're not good at doing this soft sort of sweet music. And it kind of sucked. Like the whole beginning part, mm-hmm. if you're trying to sing two different types of songs in one song.
Yeah.
Plus why? Okay. The band is all dudes, right? And they're all just kind of standing there, except for when they rock out. And then it goes from the cellist, who's in a totally separate room all by herself. So she's not actually playing with the band. Why is that? I don't understand that.
One thing I notice is probably the worst person to be in any band. Especially a rock band, is a backup singer who doesn't play an instrument. Because most of the time they just kind of stand there.
Who are you talking about?
Let's see if skip ahead. Yeah, she's in another room.
She's sitting all by herself on a chair.
This guy, he's just standing there. He's a backup singer.
Is he?
Yeah. Oh,
I thought he was holding an instrument.
No,
he just has the leather jacket on. He just
and looking cool.
Standing there.
Yeah, so skip to him. That guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I hate it when guys wear their hats like that. That's like Degrassi.
Where it's kind of back, almost back on their head.
Yeah, it's so weird. Like, why do you want to show your hairline?
Maybe they are just getting Degrassi in Romania.
Yeah, I don't know. I think if you're going to make a video, like the other one too, it's like you have to make this stuff make sense. Like, think about it.
Yeah, I don't get the song. It was just something. But let's judge the ones that we did listen to today. Starting from your least favorite to your favorite, we listened to Georgia, the ethno jazz band Norway, Alexander Rybak's song. That's how you write a song. Russia, Finland, Monsters, and Romania with Goodbye.
Okay, definitely least favorite is Russia.
Yeah.
That one sucks balls.
I agree.
And then I'm going to say my favorite is Norway.
And then the others just kind of...
And then I'd say my second favorite is that ethno jazz band. I find that one really interesting. And then the other ones, the Finland and the Romania one, they're kind of equally bad.
Yeah, I think I'm with you on this. Like Norway, even though it wasn't my favorite song, but of these batch that we listened to tonight, it was the best, you know, definitely the catchiest.
But did you like that? Did you like the ethno jazz band, the Georgia one?
I thought it was interesting. Yeah. Like it was definitely interesting.
I like it because they're like, I like it when they're like real musicians and they're actually, you can show that they're very talented, you know, with the Russia one, because everything's so edited, you know, it's hard to tell if this lady can even sing or not. She's probably going to go up on stage and just bomb.
Yeah. But everyone's going to feel really bad.
Why?
If they judge her poorly. because, you know, she totally bombs because...
But this is a singing contest, not a walking contest.
It's a song contest. That's awful. It's like...
You just got it?
Like half second later, I'm like, oh, you're the worst. But yeah, like that Russia
song... It's a joke.
It's a joke.
I'm not...
as awful as people think. Yeah, but that Russia song was overly produced. It was just bland as like overcooked pasta.
You know, that's the thing with you know, you can do that. You can make a video and you can do that. But when it comes down to it for the whole competition, for the final, the person actually does have to stand up front in front of everybody and sing.
There you go again. Stand up front.
Yeah, and it kind of makes me... Oh, shut up. Oh, my goodness.
Some people just can't do that.
You're so bad. Be up front.
Okay.
And sing live in person. As long as they let you into the country.
Yeah. All right.
Well, a good example is the winner from last year, the you know, the guy from Portugal. He could sing so good.
Yeah, you don't need a lot. That shows you just need a good song.
Like, I don't even think he brushed his hair before.
You know, and then in the case of Portugal, like, it was a very good song written, you know, by his sister. Yeah. So it wasn't like a team of producers and songwriters who come up with something. It's just like one person, a very simple song, brilliantly sung. And
that's the reason why he won. That's the reason why everybody loved it.
It really connected with everybody. And so... not seeing Russia win this year.
He set the standard high. I think he did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's funny because it's just of all the songs we've heard so far, nothing's really jumping out as a winner to me so far. But
I think that Georgia one is definitely in the same sort of bar as Portugal.
I think it could. I think it might be one of those ones which just sneakily does very well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anything else you want to say before we wrap up this show?
No.
Thanks for listening to Tip Tap Tip. Follow us on Twitter and on the internet. We're at tiptaptip.com. Calgary's only podcast, simply for the fact that we've outlasted them all. Follow Rochelle, her art account on Instagram. That's Rochelle Skilling Art. I'll put a link to that. You can check it out. See all the stuff that she's been doing. What else is there to say? Send us stuff. Send us complaints, hate mail, anything you want. Presents. info@tiptaptip.com is our email address. If you have any suggestions, any comments, etc., etc., that's where you send it to. And we get it and we respond to it. And stuff. I'll be going back into virtual world and strapping on and enjoying the rest of my evening.
You just had to go there,
didn't you? I had to go there. You know, you
brought... It's like saying strap on.
It's so much fun to strap on, Rochelle. Not...
Strap on me?
No.
Stop it. Just stop it.
Okay.
You're making the joke not funny anymore because you're just beating it over the head with a strap on.
I'm just getting the show. Thanks for listening. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.